She was one of the most beloved and successful singers and actresses of the 1970s and 1980s. She was a woman who made a difference.
Their contributions made the world a better place. This is Women Who Made a Difference.
This is the story of Olivia Newton-John, born on September 26, 1948, in Cambridge, England. Her father was a professor who had served as an intelligence officer during the recently ended World War II, and her mom was from Germany. She had fled the Nazis and moved to England. A few years after Olivia was born, the family packed up and moved to Australia. And as she grew up in the land down under, young Olivia developed a keen interest in music and began performing at school functions and local events. When she was just 15, Olivia formed her first band, a group called the Soul Four, which played covers of popular songs. Now, the band became quite successful in the music scene there in Melbourne, Australia, and Olivia began to develop a reputation as a talented singer. Now, when Olivia was a teenager, she won a talent contest on a television show, and the prize was a trip to England. Well, she won. She went to England, and while she was there, she recorded her very first single, which was called Till You Say You'll Be Mine. Now, it wasn't a major hit in England, but it was a minor hit, and that encouraged Olivia to stay in England and pursue a career in music. Olivia Newton-John's first major hit single was a song called Let Me Be There. It was recorded in 1973. It was the title track of her second studio album, and it became a hit in both the United States and the United Kingdom. Now, the song's catchy guitar riffs and driving drum beat made it a very popular song on both pop and country radio stations. Now, the song Let Me Be There was pivotal in Olivia's career. It was a top 10 hit in both the US and the UK, and it earned Olivia her first Grammy Award for Best Female Country Vocal Performance. In 1974, she released If You Love Me, Let Me Know. Now, the song is a classic country pop ballad. It tells the story of a woman unsure of her partner's love and asks him to let her know if he truly loves her. Radio listeners love the song. If You Love Me, Let Me Know was another major hit for Olivia, reaching number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart and number 2 on the Billboard Country chart. In 1975, Olivia Newton-John released Have You Never Been Mellow? This song would go all the way to number 1. In fact, it remains one of the best-selling singles she ever had in her entire career. It was a hit in the United States, the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia. But the defining moment in her career was in 1978, when Olivia Newton-John starred in Grease. The movie was a musical comedy set back in the 1950s, and it starred Olivia as Sandy, a sweet and innocent girl who falls in love with the bad boy, Danny, played by John Travolta. Now, anybody who saw Grease loved Sandy. She was a charming girl, and her chemistry with John Travolta helped make the movie a major success. Now, the chemistry between Sandy, the good girl, and John Travolta, the bad boy and member of the T-Birds, made the movie electrifying. In addition to acting in the movie, Olivia contributed several songs to the iconic soundtrack, including Hopelessly Devoted to You and one of the most famous duets in history, You're the One That I Want. The ballad Hopelessly Devoted to You showcased Olivia's beautiful voice and her emotional depth. The song was a major hit, and it earned Olivia an Academy Award nomination for Best Original Song. That duet, You're the One That I Want, with John Travolta, went on to be one of the biggest-selling singles of the 1970s. It reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100 and stayed there for several weeks. In fact, the song's success helped to submit the movie Grease as one of the most beloved movie musicals of all time. Olivia Newton-John's performance in Grease helped to establish her as a major pop culture icon, and it cemented her status as one of the top recording artists of the 1970s. Later that year, Olivia released another hit record, A Little More Love. This song went all the way to number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100. But the biggest days of her career were yet to come. If the 1970s had been good to Olivia Newton-John, the 1980s were going to take that to an all-new level. Well, since she had such a success in the movie musical Grease, Olivia tried again with the movie Xanadu. This was a film that starred Olivia and dancing legend Gene Kelly, who had started his career more than 50 years earlier. Unfortunately, the movie was a bust, but the soundtrack was very successful, spawning 2 big hits for Olivia's musical career, the title track Xanadu and Magic, a song that went to number 1 and earned Olivia a Grammy nomination. Now, it's no doubt the biggest song of Olivia Newton-John's career is Physical. It was released in 1981, but the song did generate some controversy. While we may look at the lyrics as being harmless today by the standards of what we hear on the radio, back in 1981, the suggestive lyrics did cause some radio stations to refuse to play the song. Especially the line in the song that says, "There's nothing left to talk about unless it's horizontally." Now, the video for the song also sparked controversy. Although it shows Olivia in a gym working out with several male dancers, at the end of the video, 2 of them leave holding hands. Now, despite all the controversy, Physical became one of the biggest selling singles of the entire decade, spending 10 weeks at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. And throughout the rest of the decade, Olivia continued to have successful albums and singles, including Heart Attack, Twist of Fate, and Soul Kiss. And she continued to act as well, appearing in movies like Two of a Kind and It's My Party. Now, Olivia didn't just have a passion for movies and music. She also was passionate about a number of humanitarian and charitable causes throughout her career. She used her fame and her influence to raise awareness and funds for causes like cancer research and treatment, environmental protection, and animal welfare. One of Olivia's most significant contributions was in the field of cancer research and treatment. In 1992, she was diagnosed with breast cancer and underwent treatment. She used her experience to raise awareness about the disease and became a vocal advocate for cancer research and treatment. She established the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center in Melbourne, Australia, and she remained a strong supporter of cancer research throughout her life. In May of 2017, Olivia Newton-John found out that her breast cancer had returned. This was actually her 3rd battle with the disease, as she previously was diagnosed in 1992 and 2013. Unfortunately, this time the cancer had metastasized to her bones and progressed to stage 4. Olivia Newton-John passed away on August 8, 2022, at the age of 73, at her home in California. Many celebrities, including John Travolta, Barbara Streisand, and the Prime Minister of Australia, paid tribute to her. When we look back on the second half of the 20th century, it's clear that the cultural contributions of Olivia Newton-John will live on forever. Her timeless ballads, her upbeat songs, and her appearance in one of the most successful movie musicals in history ensure that history will never forget Olivia Newton-John, a woman who made a difference.